And as we approach the peak holiday season, when airports will be at their busiest, the threat of summer travel disruption looms. Pilots at Aer Lingus are casting fresh ballots this weekend over whether to initiate industrial action, with the results expected tomorrow evening. Last week, they rejected a Labour court recommendation of a 9.25% pay increase and are instead seeking a 23.8% rise. So how will all this uncertainty affect travel plans, and will you have to cancel your summer in the sun? We'll speak shortly with Paul Hackett of the Irish Travel Agents Association. But first, reporter Sally Ann Barrett was speaking to people on the streets of Galway yesterday about whether the pilot strike threat could influence whether they would book flights with Aer Lingus.
No, it shouldn't put us off. We don't know when it'll happen or if it'll go ahead. And we'll just hope for the best. It wouldn't stop me booking it at all, no. They're a good service, so it's fine.
Yes, definitely. A bit more nervous. And just coming to the summer season. As you can hear with my accent, it won't suit me. Yeah.
So you have plans to book yourself then already?
Oh, yes. So I'll see how it goes.
As a consumer, would it put you off in terms of planning a summer holiday?
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, like that, I wouldn't really look to Aer Lingus anyway. It'd be more Ryanair. But I suppose to go over to America and that, you'd have to possibly look at booking Aer Lingus.
I think I'd be a bit nervous if I had booked to go in a plane. Luckily, we're going on the ferry, so we can relax a bit. But I probably would book a holiday, but maybe later on.
I think it just puts people in a very vulnerable situation. So, yeah, I would be apprehensive to book a holiday.
Would you be more inclined to consider other airlines?
Yeah, absolutely. Potentially so, yeah.
Ryanair is usually who I'd fly with. But if it's with one airline, it affects everybody else. So I'd stay at home.
I don't believe that this 15-day notice that they're asking the pilots to give would be much assistance to travellers. And I suppose unless you know what you're being provided with in the case that your flight doesn't happen, yes, it would be a worry for travellers, but would it put me off booking? I probably don't think so.
People there on the streets of Galway yesterday. Well, to discuss this, we're joined by Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go, and also Vice President of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Paul, thanks for coming into us today. We still don't know when or even if there will be a strike, although it's a near certainty at this point. What effect is that having on people's travel plans?
As your vox pop alluded to, uncertainty and people not being clear or sure as to what is going to happen. You're quite correct. IALPA are back into a second ballot, the results of which should be announced tomorrow. And only after that will we know where we stand. Nobody is expecting the second ballot to deliver a different result than the first. I think it was a procedural issue that prompted the second ballot.
And are people holding off booking? Are they cancelling booking? How is it playing out?
Nobody's cancelling because there's no point in cancelling until we know what happens. And like, we have to assume and we have to, like, disputes get resolved. So I think what we really need to do is we need to be pushing for people being fair and reasonable in negotiations and working towards a resolution. It is not putting consumers off booking holidays. I think the weather outside is doing a very good job of encouraging consumers to book holidays. It is definitely impacting Aer Lingus in their share of that market, of that late market. But no, nobody's cancelling because there's no benefit to cancelling. Your holiday may go ahead, but the uncertainty is not good for consumers. And be those consumers who are going on holidays, be it travellers who are travelling for business reasons, travellers coming into the country, you know, like, we're forgetting that this is quite a large issue and could have quite serious economic impacts for the country with inbound and outbound tourism.
What exactly are you seeing in terms of bookings at this point?
Bookings, as I say, are holding up, but Aer Lingus are not getting their fair share of those bookings because, as the vox pop would say, and as, like, just being reasonable, it's understandable if consumers are thinking about booking at this stage and there's the potential for industrial relations disputes in Aer Lingus, they're making alternative choices.
So people are moving to other airlines?
They're booking with other airlines.
To what extent?
It's really hard to say because this really only happened last week and then there was negotiations ongoing and negotiations were ongoing until Friday. So I don't think at this point it is affecting Aer Lingus to a massive extent. It is definitely impacting them, I'd say in the order of 20-30%.
So it's a sort of wait and see scenario for travellers and travel agents alike. Can you give any advice to consumers, customers at this stage? What are you telling them?
What we're saying to people is just sit tight for now. There's no date with regard to industrial action. I think what we're, as an association, the Irish Travel Agents Association, calling on Aer Lingus and the pilots to get back around the table and to negotiate. There is a reasonable offer on the table from the Labour Court, an interim offer of 9.25%, and the Labour Court referring the pilots back to the workplace relations. If the workplace relations is not where the pilots' union see potential, perhaps there's an option to bring in some mediator who's respected, the likes of a Kieran Mulvey type person. I know the gentleman's retired, but that sort of a independent mediator. But like, in all honesty, the Labour Court is objective and independent and is an arm of the state in terms of industrial relations. So this fairness and reasonableness piece has to come together between the airline and the union.
Okay, we'll wait and see what happens there. But Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go and also Vice President of the Irish Travel Agents Association, thanks very much for joining us today. Coming up, the latest in Gaza.